I'm not just the one who said yes to the devil. The devil approached me, and he offered me a way more lucrative gig than what I have here with you chuckle fucks. Again, you're welcome, and when we're done, I am ditching you all to work for him.
I fucking knew it. Fuck you.
What the fuck do you mean?
I mean exactly what I say. I'm gonna work for the devil.
Why?
Good fucking luck.
You're a real piece of work, you know that?
What do you mean, why?
It could be something great, all of us. Why are you fucking it up?
Because I am the one making us great.
They're my songs. People come for the lead guitar, not for the fiddle. People sing along. They don't hum the fiddle bit.
They sing along. Yeah, and they tap their toe to the four on the floor. You guys, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. But where's the magic? Where's the fire? Where's anything interesting in anything that you're playing? You do the basics. And you're good at it. That's great. You have a fabulous career ahead of you. But I've got something better.
Dying of alcoholism?
Can you do that in hell?
Hey.
Which is where I think I'm going. I don't really know. He wasn't clear about the specifics, but I'm going to play fiddle in hell.
Go ahead, take that deal.
This is dumb. We can all just do it together. You're fucking it up.
Whatever. You got one die left, Cockrell. Why don't you just fucking make a bet?
Fine. Devil's die is on one.
For what it's worth, Cockrell, I never trusted you.
You shouldn't have. I almost just said what I rolled like a fucking idiot. So elevated.
I'm so elevated. Brother, I'm elevated.
I'm pissed at you guys right now. One, three.
Wow, bold.
Wow.
Don't talk to me about bold.
I'm gonna say three fours.
Oh, it's me. Eight dice left. God, you're always so full of bullshit.
Three sixes.
Four fours.
Five fours.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. You're full of it.
Oh no.
I got none.
And you said five, but there are but four fours.
No!
Cockrell.
Fuck.
To the victor. Go the spoils, as they say.
When I lose my final die, I am prompted to share a memory of harsh truths or the pecking order.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you haven't been doing enough of that.
Wow, what is the pecking order? I'm so interested.
Pecking order? I think that shortly after we made the deal and we got really, really big, there was a bunch of... No, we don't use emails. What do people use in the 90s? Letters? Did they do that back then?
Did we not use emails in the 90s?
I don't know. It
depends on the late 90s.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah, and we were a big band, so we had... It doesn't matter.
We had an email.
We had an email founded
in the 70s, so by the 90s, you know.
That's so true.
Yeah. Our email was coolband@AOL.com.
Amazing that we got coolband@AOL.com.
Is our band's name Cool Band? Because I'll kill myself.
No, it's not.
With a K?
No, it's really cool.
K-E-W-L band.
K-E-W-L.
K-E-W-L band.
No, we're Blink-182.
Yeah, that we are. Yeah. So shortly after we made the deal and we got really big, I would occasionally find myself scrolling through email to see what people were saying to us. And I saw a lot of emails where people were trying to book Hound and maybe trying to sign him. and I deleted them all.
The fuck?
Wow.
What?
Well,
I'm not even surprised.
What the fuck do you mean you deleted them? You're the one that's trying to leave and go solo. You're mad at people looking at me and taking a shine?
And I stayed.
Yeah, if you fucked things up for me.
Kinda.
I stayed long enough to make sure that you guys were gonna be fine along your way. I didn't know that you would have a grasp on when was the right time to leave and when was the right time to, you know, how much
I wouldn't
yourself
have
to
put- left. If I got an opportunity, I'd give it back to the band.
Oh.
Rising tide raises all boats. I get higher, everyone gets higher. I get some notoriety from whoever the fuck was emailing me. I throw the shine to the band. I spread it around. We get better.
One of us eats, we all eat. Remember yep. that?
We don't all think like you of me, me, me. I think the band, the band, the band.
Yeah?
We made a deal with the devil.
Did you think the band, the band, the band when you're like always prioritizing Kat for, you know, like the best hotel rooms, you know, the talking to Mule about more spending money, like petty cash for meals and things like that. Like I know that you're always trying to get Kat something a little bit extra, something more than us. And it's just like, I'm just getting so fucking sick of it. I'm getting so fucking sick of all of you.
It's crazy you remember that when you were always at least two bottles deep when we were on tour.
And you weren't like three Jameson shots in at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Be so real right now.
Listen, my only crime here is falling in love, okay?
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Write a song about it.
I did. It's called My Only Crime Here is Falling in Love. What the hell do you think you're singing about every other
Fuck.
Night?
Oh my God.
I didn't know that was about me. Genuinely did not know that song was about me. I thought that was about somebody else. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Hound, are there any of our songs not about Kat?
You write about what you know. You write about what makes you feel something. What makes
you
feel something, Kat?
You have a brother.
Yeah, but you're not going to write like songs about your brother. I mean,
so the song titled I Love Pup is about me?
Yeah.
Your brother's name is Pup.
Your brother's name is Pup.
I mean, I guess I could see how that would be confusing, but...
Cockrell, you know what?
What?
Have a good fucking time out there on your own, and you can make some other schmuck track your expenses. I hope they enjoy themselves.
God, I'm so over this.
If I could give you all just one little piece of advice is you should start thinking about... Fine.
Wait, no, I want it.
No.
Wait, no, I want it. No,
no.
Wait. I regret
no.
that.
Go
I want to hear
yourself.
What you...
Here's the yeah. advice. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
And I think Cockrell ignites into flame.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Shit. Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
What
yeah.
did you do?
No.
Kat, did you set Cockrell on
what
fire?
What did I do? I didn't do that. No.
Show me your hands.
You can set shit on fire.
But I can still hear their voice. They're like ethereal.
See at the next
yeah,
gig.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm still here, motherfuckers. And you're never getting that piece of advice out of
do
me.
Do you all hear that?
Yeah, this is bullshit. If you're gone, be gone. Don't just linger.
Be
you
can't gone. Just live in my brain.
You don't get see at the next gig as a final line and then get to just chit-chat after. Fuck you.
Yeah, we're not two people you. Walk into the same bus. Like, we get off the bus together and we realize we're going the same direction. No, we split
well,
up.
Well, we are. We're all going to hell. We're all going to heck.
We're going to Bremen.
I thought we would.
Goodbye. See you at the next
well,
who
gig. Who sets the... Who sets the bet now on the game?
Kat, you want to roll the devil's die for us?
Devil's dice is two.
Two's wild. Two's wild.
All right, everybody. Roll them up.
How many dice do we have in play?
I have three.
I have two.
Wow. I have two.
Whoa.
Kat, your call.
I'm going to say three fives.
Fuck me. three sixes.
Bullshit.
I got two wilds, baby.
Oh, bitch.
That's
bitch.
Four, fucker. Give me a die. Give me a fucking die.
You fuck. You motherfucker. You absolute motherfucker. All right.
I just hold up the die. It's a write-off, motherfucker.
All right. I'm fucking sick of this. None of you know what a goddamn write-off is.
You don't need to know what a write-off is. You know what a write-off is, and that's all that matters. We just give you all of our write-offs, and then you do them.
That's your literal job.
Okay, my final prompt is, my second time dice loss is a botch job, unnecessary risk. Hound, I think that I wanted to hire a new accountant, and you made me hire a friend of your brother's, and he was fucking shady.
Listen, he wasn't shady.
His name was Shady.
No, I'm sorry. You all were not in the last meeting around tax season, all right? April 15th, 1998.
Wait, you wait till the last room. Day to file?
Shut the fuck up, Cat. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Hound. Shut the fuck up.
You should be mailing.
None of you know what a goddamn write-off is. None of you know how to save receipts. None of you know how to write down the names of the people that you ate lunch with when you call it a business expense. Did you know that? Did you know you got to write people's names on the receipt? Did you, Hound?
That doesn't seem real.
No, I didn't fucking think so. I didn't fucking think you knew. Here's the thing, gang. Here's the thing about making a deal with the devil. All right? Yeah, we got success. But do you think the devil knows a goddamn thing about bookkeeping? He didn't give us financial know-how. We're in debt. We're in so much fucking debt. And not even Shady Goddamn McGee, or whatever the fuck that guy's last name is, could get us a fucking workable books for tax season. We're all committing tax fraud, by the way. Congratulations. Hey, Cat, you're committing tax fraud. Hey, Hound, you're committing tax fraud. Welcome. So even if we make it off this train, we're fucked.
Wasn't that like your whole job?
Oh, shut up.
And listen, he's not Shady. He's a buddy of my brother's. He's a family friend. He has a CPA. Like, they don't just give those out.
He walks around with a bodyguard. How many accountants do you know that have a bodyguard?
That just means he's a really good accountant. He manages a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. He said he was Michael Jordan's accountant.
He offered me a private loan when he saw our books.
That seems really nice.
That sounds like a good deal.
No, that sounds like a mob loan. He wanted me to get in with the Sharks. All right?
Well, listen, you shouldn't have gotten us in this situation in the first place. It's your job.
Yeah, like,
shouldn't
have gotten us in this situation in the first place.
Your job.
I don't know if you know how this all works. We keep getting these big gigs. Money doesn't show up. We keep somehow ending up getting signed up.
Collecting the money we're supposed to be getting?
There is no money. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, my God. I knew I should have begged Cockrell to be the accountant. I should have begged Cockrell to do it.
You have two? Cockrell's fucking dead, Cat. We can stop playing around.
No, we can hear Cockrell sometimes.
I can hear you too. Hello.
God damn it! Shut the fuck up!
Stop doing that.
I thought I was fucking free of you. Jesus Christ!
Yeah. You have two goddamn jobs: keep the beat and keep the books. And you can't even do the first one. And
keep
you
the
certainly
beat,
can't
keep
do
the
second
books,
one.
Carry the furniture, make sure we're all on schedule. You make me do all the shit work, and I'm fucking sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it.
It's
you know
kind
what?
Of in your fucking name, Pack Mule, man.
Oh my God, we're doing this. We're doing this.
You lug the stuff around.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what, Hound? You pretend that you're so goddamn nice when I know that you are just a sad, insecure little man inside. All
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Amen. Praise be. Preach.
I am the lead guitarist and the lyricist. It's my notes.
Uh-huh.
It's my lyrics that are coming out that people are singing back to us. They're singing the melodies. They don't sing the beat. They don't sing boop, boop. No. All you get them to do is move their feet a little bit. But if they're singing, they're singing what I'm slinging.
Then why are albums moving if your lyrics are so good? Why is Cockrell's solo album selling more than yours?
Because Cockrell was the embodiment of a phantom limb. Fucking there, but not there. I mean, if you have a person singing your stuff but not believing in it, then of course it's not going to hit.
I mean, they sang along.
Fuck.
Sorry. Hello.
You know what, Hound? Why don't you write a fucking song about this? I lied. This train's not going to Bremen.
What?
It's going straight to fucking hell. And I look forward to seeing you there. And I use my power to pull the devil's die from play for the remainder of the game.
Oh, you what? Piece of shit. Oh. What a piece of shit move.
I told you we were going to hell.
Cockerel, shut up. God damn it, Cockerel.
Oh, Cockerel, warm the place up for us. We're coming.
I am so not coming. I'm staying here.
No, you're not, because Cat won't fuck you anymore. All right, let's play.
Now fuck you.
To be clear, I probably still would fuck you.
Two fives.
Oh, that's me. Three fives.
Bullshit. Yeah, that's right. Fuck you. Get rid of your die. Give me that shit.
There are two fives.
The first time you lose a dice, a sound investment, a windfall. Man. You know, before this all happened and before Cockerel fucked up the PR plan, I thought you were it. I thought you were the thing, Hound. I thought you were my ticket. I was gonna use your genuine kind-heartedness and earnest one for all and all for one mentality to really prop up my own career. I'm the bassist. And it worked for a little bit. Before I hand the reins to Cockerel, man, I could see it all falling into place. I should have the solo album. I should be the one that has that deal with the devil to go solo. But no. You're an absolute incessant child. You can't separate sex and love. You don't want anything but to love me. All of our freaking songs are about me. This is...
That's crazy. That's crazy. We should have at least one or two.
That's crazy. But whatever, if we kept making money and the plan was going to fruition, I would have went with it. I would have happily gone to P.F. Chang's with you and pretended and played along as your loving partner and all that shit. You were a good investment for a little bit, but now you're used up, you're hacky, your writing doesn't really work anymore. You keep hanging on to our first album because people want to hear that, but they don't want to hear the other ones.
Hey.
You're a one-hit wonder at best.
I'm not a one-hit wonder. I got tons of stuff.
Okay, you're a four-hit wonder.
And Cockerel's gone now. If you want to ride my coattails, let's fucking do it. Cockerel's gone. This band needs a new face. Might as well be a lead guitarist. You're not going to put the bassist up front. You're not going to put the drummer up front. We're not fucking Genesis.
Boy, do I wish we could be Genesis, all right?
Listen, I wish you were Phil Collins, but you're
who
not
fucking
Phil Collins.
Who is always
going to
stay together, by the way.
Yeah, there's going to be no turmoil with that band.
Man, you know what the worst part is? Your brother wanted to replace you in the band.
No, he didn't.
And I said no.
No, fuck you. You never said that.
Yeah, all right. Sure you didn't.
Pop never would have said anything like that. He knows this is my dream. He knows that I've been writing lyrics ever since I was a kid. I'm finally hitting it. Been practicing forever. And now Cockerel's gone. Let's just put me back up front. You had the plan.
Why do you think he hangs out with Mule all the time?
I don't know, because they both like to get drunk.
Yeah. Well, whatever. He... he made a play for your spot. I don't know if he ever pitched it to Mule. But
none of my fucking business.
Wouldn't fucking do that. That's fucking...
Yeah.
Listen, you're just lashing out because you're mad, because you realize you missed a good opportunity, and that this could have been a good thing, and I think you're regretting it. I think you're
no,
having
Hound,
second thoughts. And I think that's fine, and if you want to, if you want to, for us to get together, that's fine, and we can do that. And we can just do the original plan of me as the face, and you as doting partner and loving person, and we can just ride this band all the way to the end.
Oh, man.
You are crazy. For someone that made a deal with the devil, you really can't read people at all. Like, you don't hear anything any of us says. You don't listen to us. You don't believe us when we tell you things. You know what? I fucked your brother. Fuck you.
Oh, I fucked your brother, too.
And I'm pretty sure. Hello. I'm still on fire.
Why are you all fucking my brother?
Your brother's a slut.
He's a slut.
Also, he's a fucking mooch, dude.
Yeah.
He's not a mute. He just had.
He's been
down
a hanger on since the day we got big.
No, he's. Listen, he's just. He's been down on his luck a little bit. And, you know, if I make good, I gotta help the people around me. Like, you raise one of us up, you raise all of us up. Rising tide and all that shit. My brother's
part of
the tide.
You know what your brother said to me?
What?
He said he wishes it was him with us when we signed the contract instead of you.
I don't. He wouldn't say shit like that.
And you know what? Maybe I agree.
Come on, man. I got the songs. I got the rhythm. If you guys don't want me as the face, great. We'll get another person who hasn't made a shitty deal with the devil. We can just be the band, man. We made the deal. We signed our lives away, signed our souls away. We might as well get something fucking out of it. Why are we squabbling here?
Why are we on the run anyway? How'd the devil find out we were talking shit?
You wanted me to drink more. You're the one who's throwing Jamesons at me, so, like, there's a reason I don't drink with you and Pup. I can't keep up, and you guys kept giving me some, and so I said, sure, fine. I was trying to drink away some of my sorrows because fucking Cat was being a dick.
I fucking told you, Cat. Hound ran his mouth, and now we're all gonna fucking die.
I barely said anything.
Yeah, I'm a dick, but it's your fault we're gonna die. Fuck you.
Hey, we all signed. Out. God damn it.
Here we go, Cat.
Two fours.
Two sixes.
Three sixes.
Bullshit.
I got one.
I got zero.
Oh. That's two.
Huh.
Looks like you're out, Mule.
Yeah. Oh, you know, my last prompt is Eye of the Storm emergency exit.
It's getting warm in here, Mule.
It's getting warm in here. I think I was there with Hound after you broke his heart. And I think I gave him the option. I was like, I can move money around and you can go. You can leave the band behind. You don't have to deal with Cat. You don't have to deal with Cockrell. You don't have to deal with any of this. And I gave you this out and you didn't take it.
Yeah, because why would I take it? It's the band, man.
We're not a band, dude. We're just four people who are fucking assholes.
You're a fucking asshole. You dumb shit. Couldn't even handle our money.
Cat, I can't remember a moment I enjoyed being around you. I really can't.
Wow.
I don't know what Hound ever saw in you.
Cool.
Hey, what the hell? Yeah, listen, really cool. You don't gotta be like this.
It's okay.
Fuck you. Fuck you. And Cockrell, double fuck you.
Welcome.
And then I think two shadowy hands reach out from a shadow and crack my neck.
Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it, Mule.
I'm still kind of here.
I hate this. I hate that I'm like, I was ready for that. It's fucked up, but he was my favorite band member.
That's crazy. You were my least favorite.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What the fuck, Cat? I could at least be your favorite of the three? We had all these, like, moments and lingering glances, and I wrote, like, 30 songs about you.
Okay, I'm not gonna fuck you ever again. I take that back.
What the...
this isn't just physical for me. I don't care if we fuck. I just want to be in love together and spend our lives together.
Ugh. Listen, man. That's cool. But just because we had sex, we don't need to be together forever. It's okay if we don't do that.
Listen, it's just you and me here. You don't have to lie to yourself or lie to me.
I wasn't trying to be cool. I wasn't trying to be cool.
If you guys start fucking in this train, we are still kind of aware. I don't want to fucking hear that, all right?
We're going to hell anyway. Who gives a shit?
Cockrell, you're a fucking freak, and I do actually like that about you.
Cat, we're getting out of here. You and me, taking on the world. Guitar and bass, we don't need drums, we don't need a fucking face.
You are so high on yourself as a guitarist, by the way. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Guitar and bass, fuck off. I don't want to be in a band with you. I don't want to have to do anything with you. Once we get off this train, I'm never talking to you again. In fact, I hope you go next, actually. Pick up your fucking dice. I can't wait to be done with you.
Fucking bet then.
Two threes.
Two fours.
Bullshit.
God damn it, I should have called you on the threes. I had no threes. I don't know what I was thinking. I just went so fucking quick. There's no way you had no threes. Fuck!
How many dice do you have?
I'm down to one.
Two. Ooh. I did roll two threes, though.
Oh, you did? Okay, so I was fucked either way.
Yeah.
It's honestly makes me feel a little bit better.
Hey, it's Elliot from Many Sided Media, and I'm here to tell you about the second setting guide for the hit Hope Punk sci-fi TTRPG Dreams and Machines from our friends at Modiphius. If you haven't heard, Dreams and Machines is a Hope Punk sci-fi TTRPG about a world in the far future cut off from Earth where sleeping mechs form a part of the landscape and a part of the culture. This new setting guide, The Broken Steps, will give players a detailed overview of the Surienta Simio region, as well as brand new glyphs, talents, and equipment for player characters, and expanded rules for mounts and vehicles. But perhaps most excitingly, there are now rules for settlement building, so players and game masters can create these permanent, customizable communities that grow into societal hubs that forever leave your personal mark on Evra Prime, the world of Dreams and Machines. So if you want to pre-order The Broken Steps coming later this year, use code DREAMS10 at checkout and get 10% off the Game Master's Guide and the Player's Guide, everything you need to start playing.
Hey, this is Brian, and I just want to tell you about some cool new stuff from our friends at Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop minis with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your web browser. When I first got into D&D, I spent hours fooling around with this online mini maker and even bought custom minis for all the players in my first D&D group, and they loved it. Hero Forge is constantly releasing new content, and they've just launched their latest feature, custom acrylic keychains. These keychains use the same technology as their color standees and are the perfect way to rep your beloved character when you're out in the world. They are highly detailed, ridiculously durable, and made of 1/8-inch thick acrylic featuring front and back color printing, measured on the same 30mm scale as Hero Forge minis and standees, which means they will be a one-for-one match for your heroes on the battle map. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom keychain today.
Whoa, wait a minute. Do you want more actual play in your life? Then get ready to rock with No Quest for the Wicked, a multi-award-winning actual play podcast. They've got a little something for everyone, whether you're starting at the beginning with their binge-worthy, planet-hopping first season, something spooky that blends cosmic horror and giant fighting robots, or a mini-series about fighting corporate billionaires with the wonderful Shenouk. That's right, I'm in that mini-series. Alternatively, jump right into the action of their brand new season, Frontiers. This season focuses on a struggling settlement on a planet that suddenly and magically just appeared, where you, the listener, can also be a player in the show by voting on settlement choices and forming factions with other listeners that will be incorporated into the adventure. New episodes drop every other Wednesday. Find them at noquestcast.com or search No Quest for the Wicked in your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Second time I lose a die, creative block, simmering rage. Listen, it wasn't my fault that all this happened. I said one dumb thing. We were in the fucking black barn. We all got a little bit drunk. I said one thing out of line. And then, you know what? I tried to fix the problem. You think it's just coincidence that the black barn burnt down that night? I don't think so.
Wait, you burned the black barn down?
Yeah, to make sure that no one said anything about me talking about our contract.
What? Are you kidding?
Oh, wow. My God.
I wanted to protect you.
How?
Unforced error, my dude.
Not an error at all. I was covering up for the band. I was making sure that we were all good.
Look at the band! Cockerel and Mule are dead! What do you mean you were helping us out?
Cockerel and Mule were fucking their own shit up. That wasn't my fault. Cockroach wanted to go solo for whatever reason.
You put us here.
I didn't put us anywhere. I put us on the map. My words. My melodies. Without them, we're fucking beating the baseline. Ain't no one paying for that.
Lots of people pay for that.
No one pays for that.
Wow. Man. R.I.P. the Black Barn, that's crazy.
How do you even live with yourself? That was one of the biggest tragedies in that...
Yeah, it was a really great venue.
Yeah, our fans were still in there.
Listen, people got out.
Dude, that was our home.
And we can find a new home. Home is where we are. It's not just a fucking barn. Like, yes, I have a lot of good memories with it, but it's where the band is.
Oh, home is where we are. That's a good song title. You should write that song. Cute.
Maybe I will. And maybe it'll be a fucking hit for the remaining members of the band who didn't bail the second things got a little bit hard.
Did you read the contract with the devil?
I, skimmed it.
Did any of you?
That's literally Mule's job, to read the contracts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or Cat's, I don't know.
Well, I didn't read it. Mule told me about it.
Yeah, I kind of got the bullet points from Mule.
The Black Barn is attached to us. It is part of the band. If it is burnt down, the devil collects payment.
That is true.
Okay, so then that's Cockerel and Mule. That's payment. That should be payment enough, right?
You stupid fuck.
I'm not... stupid.
You're so dumb.
I'm in love.
You are literally so dumb. Yeah, and that's what makes you fucking dumb. You being in love is so fucking stupid.
Oh my God, are you quoting your own song back to us?
It's coincidence. I'm not... And also, they're banger lyrics. So, they should...
Ooh. You are literally... Our lyrics are so cheesy and stupid.
They're timeless. You
write, all of ours... They are not timeless.
They're timeless. They stick in your craw. That's what makes a good
literally,
song.
Literally, they are only... People only sing our songs because the devil has cursed them to sing our songs. That's how bad our music is because of you.
I don't think that our deal with the devil is us getting better, not other people just liking us.
What's the difference?
Who's to say?
Why are we so broke? We have millions
Mule
of fans.
Because Mule didn't know how to keep the books. That's not on us. That's not on our talent.
You guys, if you want to read the fine print of that contract, it's in the ledger.
I pull out the contract. What part of it, Mule? Which section?
Section 13, subsection D, line 3.
God, this thing's huge.
Section 13, subsection D, line 3.
It is a very long contract.
Oh, wow. I didn't bring my reading glasses. Hound, can you read it?
I mean, it's like...
Can you read? Oh my god, he can't read. He can't read.
What the fuck? It's all.
Wait,
the, it's,
is that why you?
It's all this goddamn.
Loud,
if the party of the first meets the party of the second, and.
Oh my god, that's not what it says. I'm taking this away from you. Never
listen,
mind.
Listen, listen. Yes, okay, fine.
Look, the
fine.
Long and the short of it is, we are not allowed to accrue mortal wealth.
What?
Yes, we had success. We were never going to accrue any money, which means we were living like we were, and we just ended up in debt.
Wait, did you know about this? The whole not accruing the wealth part?
Yeah.
Listen, that seems mighty convenient for the person who is fucking up our books.
Yeah, really?
No, that's whatever, what it says, man. And I'm reading it now, and that's exactly what it says.
Look, when we signed, I didn't get a chance to really give it a read till we were all already excited about it and signed it, and I took on the books so none of you would have to fucking worry about it. And you didn't, alright? Anyway, I'm a dismembered voice. You guys, figure your shit out.
Well, my power, my special ability, is that once per game I can pick another player. I will pick Cat.
Mm.
Until they next lose a die, that player must roll with at least one die in the open where all players can see.
Motherfuckers, we both have the same dice.
Did you also reveal your secret or not yet?
Oh, that's that I set the fire that burned down the Black Barn.
Oh, that you set the fire. Oh, God, yeah, that's so
wow.
Good.
Yeah, roll them and reveal one.
And weep.
One. There's a single one.
All right. Two ones.
You fucking piece of shit. You fucking piece of shit.
What are you gonna do? You think I'm full of shit? Is it a bluff? Is it a double bluff? A triple bluff?
A bluff and a bluff?
Bullshit.
Look at that fucking one, baby.
Oh my god.
Shit. That's crazy.
Oh,
that's fucking
god.
Crazy.
Baby.
That is crazy.
Give me a die.
That's crazy.
Die.
I was fucked either way. I was
Wow.
Oh, so exciting. I'm stupid. I've got a plan. I see the whole fucking board.
Also, if I may, I think the train is picking up speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like really getting herky-jerky now.
Listen, we're getting much, much closer to Bremen. Everything's going to be fine.
Hell. Hell.
It's Bremen. We're going Hell. To Bremen, and everything's going to be fine. I'm going to get off the train, and I'm going to keep living the life of a fucking rock star. And Kat, I think you should join me, because I can make you immortal. I can immortalize you in song over and over again, and just keep... God. Making you my muse.
Yo, you are not still trying. That's crazy.
A second guess, advice unheeded. You know, your brother told me not to get involved with you. I was with, I don't know, well, you definitely don't know this, but I was banging him first. He said, you're too much of a romantic. You don't know. You get, you turn the headlights on and you can't get over yourself. Once you see something, you can't get over it. But then I saw you with your stupid guitar. And I said, I can use you. I can play you like a fiddle. I can take that and use it to my advantage. I see what I said, fiddle, and now people thinking of cockerel. It wasn't a cockerel. Fuck!
so let me just get this straight. You're saying that you fucked my brother.
Yeah.
My twin brother.
Your twin brother, pup.
Damn. What a devastating late detail.
And then he warned you that I was too romantic.
Yeah.
And then you looked at me and said, yeah, let's do it. You don't think that says something? You don't think that says that you wanted this the whole time?
No.
You got warned away, or so you say, and you still came coming crawling to me.
Hound, how are you not hearing this? My plan was to make you the face, make you the lead, and then I would use my relationship to you to branch off and have my own solo career. Because the basis is great. Never respected.
And that I would have supported your career. That's what partners do. We would have had
the band.
But
you are trash at writing. Your lyrics suck. Cockrell's the face. The plan went to shit, so I didn't need you anymore. I needed Cockrell. And now Cockrell's dead, and I'm stuck with this loser of a lyricist, and we can't make any money.
Cockrell was the face, but I was the voice. What do people remember in recordings of music? You put on a Beatles album, you think you're thinking of Paul McCartney's face? No, you're thinking of the words, the lyrics, the melody. We don't need a fucking face. We've got a voice. We've got the words.
You're not Paul McCartney.
Yeah, like, I'm way better than Paul McCartney.
Oh my
god. Oh my god.
You are the literal worst.
I wish I'd chosen John Lennon so I could make you be my Yoko Ono. What is Paul McCartney's wife? It doesn't make as much sense as John Lennon and Yoko Ono. I almost got there.
You got close.
It's funnier if your character says I'm better than Paul McCartney and says you're
you
my Yoko Ono.
Yeah. I'm better than Paul McCartney and you can be my Yoko Ono.
That's not even the right. Oh my god.
Listen, read John between Lennon the lines of the lyrics, and you'll see that actually it was Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono.
Oh my god, he is stupid.
You are so pretentious. You think you're so much better than you actually are. You're a freaking loser. You're only in the band because you were there with us in that basement that night. It wasn't even supposed to be you.
What do you fucking mean it wasn't supposed to be me?
Wasn't supposed to be you there that night.
Of course it was supposed to be me. It was a band meeting.
Yeah. We were supposed to meet that night to kick you out of the band to replace you with your brother.
And what? You just forgot?
No. We made a deal with the devil and you unfortunately were still there. And then became part of it because the timing of it all, I guess. Cockrell just kind of pulled the trigger. You're only here because Cockrell got excited, really.
Listen. I'm willing to forget all that. I forgive you.
Yo, now stand up for yourself. On. Come on.
Let's just move on. You and me. Be together. Guitarist and bassist.
Well.
I'm willing to look past this. The connection that we have is way more important than something that happened in the past.
You don't know anything about me. And, you know, like, it's kind of ridiculous that you are so enamored by me. And you want to be with me so deeply. But you know what? The devil already claimed my soul long before we signed this contract. I have nothing to give. How do you think we ended up with this contract?
Why the fuck
would you? How
did you
think Cockrell found it?
No, that's...
Why do you think you had the matches to light the black barn on fire?
Fine. If I have to for us, I'll just kill the fucking devil and get your soul back. Will that be enough? Will that be enough for me to be enough for you? If I kill the fucking devil for you?
You are such a white man. You think you'd kill the fucking devil? That's crazy.
Listen, If the devil's not also a white man, there's no way, there's no cosmic justice in the world.
Oh, I'd like to see you try.
Wow.
And my ability is when you issue a challenge, instead of calling a regular bluff, you may declare that the player's wager is spot on, that it matches the dice pool exactly. If your guess is either over or under, lose a die. But if you're correct, steal their die and add it to your hand instead of your spoils.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Okay, wait, say that again, how it works?
So if, when I issue a challenge and I, instead of saying, like calling a regular bluff, I can say, I can wager spot on, meaning that your wager is exactly correct. And if I guess over or under, I'm wrong. But if I guess correctly, I take your die and add it to my hand.
So if you say two threes, Brian Shenu can say there are exactly two threes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's your lead. Roll dice.
Wait, is Cat's die still in the open, or is that just for
it's
the
just
last
a one
round?
Time.
The...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you each have one die?
We each have one die, but Cat has to open.
Yeah.
Oh.
One, one.
God, I'm so fucked. Because the safe thing for you to do is just to say the thing that you have. And then I'm forced to say the... But then, okay, so if you say 1-1, and then I say what I have, you could just call spot on. But did you play it safe, or did you try to fuck me?
Well...
Shut up, Cockrell.
Ethereal high five.
Wait, sorry, I want to do one thing before I call one.
Yeah.
Cat leans over, kisses you, and then goes, one, one.
That's fucked up.
So you're saying you want to give this a shot?
God.
Make your bet.
Bullshit.
One.
Oh.
I was fucked no matter what I did. When I lose my final die, a bone to pick the hand that feeds. Do you remember where you were when I found you? The bullshit gigs you were playing for the bullshit band that was never going to go anywhere and you knew it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I was your meal ticket. I can still be your meal ticket. Why are you fucking this up? What was true then is true now. I'm the star on the rise. It's my words. It's my melodies. Basically, the entire song is mine. Everything else is just added on to what I made. It's not riding coattails. It's stepping on the shoulder of a giant. Come on, just... ride with me.
You sweet, sweet summer child. Everything that you experienced with me was only because I, Cat, am a puppet of the devil.
You motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
And then your arms go up. And
yeah. No, we can X that.
Are you kidding me? We've had the joke the whole time. You think this is not going to be a payoff?
Finally pays off.
I didn't. You didn't seem too enthused about it. I didn't want you to ruin your moment.
You're fucking this all up.
I'm not fucking anything up. My soul was never my own. Why do you think you found me like that? The devil wanted your souls. The easiest way was for me to look less than you. To look like someone that needed someone as pathetic as you to help them. And then I came along. Poor old cat. Sleeping with anyone that looks at them. Can't manage their publicity. Can't manage the team. Can't manage money. Is a bassist, so like wants attention but will never get it. No one wants to play the bass. You guys needed a bassist. You needed a little piece of shit that needed help. And you fell for every fucking thing, you stupid idiot. It's so painful to watch you because, honestly, Hound, you don't deserve to have your soul taken because you're so pathetic.
I'm not pathetic. I am a genius, okay? My words will echo through eternity, and as I say that, a hand reaches out of my mouth and then turns around, grabs my face, and pulls me down into hell.
Oh, man. That was satisfying.
Oh.
Really good.
It's crazy. I don't think his voice is going to come back.
Nah, I can feel him around here somewhere.
Ah, damn it.
He's still here.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Going to hell, huh?
Oh my god, you're going to hell?
Oh my god, are we all going to hell together?
What a coincidence.
Not only are we going to hell, but we are going to Act 3, the final confrontation. Because you know the way these stories go. They whittle and wheedle and wear each other down until eventually only one musician remains. One last vestige of the band's original greatness. Scarred and battered, haunted by their sins, but alive and intact. That glimmer of hope grows ever brighter as the train approaches its destination. If only it were ever actually that easy. We're going to be moving into the final confrontation in which the devil enters the scene and the survivor will be facing them head on in the manifestation of the three of us who have already been taken.
This sucks. I wish I didn't win.
You could still win. You could still beat the devil. Let's just see how fucked you are. So remember earlier when we told you to keep track of the dice that you won in previous rounds? That's where this is going to come in. I had won 3. Elliot had won 1. Jay had won 1. Chinook, you won 6. You won a lot of dice. And that's so good for you. The problem is we now get to divide up your spoils. So that's 2 dice for each of us.
Oh...
And we will be acting as essentially a 3-headed devil facing off against you. We act individually, but we are essentially on the same team. If you are able to defeat all of us and be the last one remaining with a die, you will defeat the devil well and truly. If not, the devil will collect on his contract.
Oh my god.
Some rules for this last round, because the game has changed slightly. We already had the devil's dice removed. Had it not been removed, that will be removed. You also will cross out your special ability, so you can no longer use that. You cannot rely on such petty trickery to save you now. You must face the devil alone. As before, each player rolls the dice in front of them. It's 3 against 1. Each devil head rolls separately, but all 3 of us are teaming up against the survivor. Rather than going around the table in a circle, we will alternate back and forth between the survivor and each devil head. The devil cannot issue a challenge against one of his other heads, only against the survivor, so we will not be fighting each other, we'll just be fighting you. And if the devil head loses all their dice, that player cannot raise or call. So if one of us gets out, we're essentially out of the game.
And to be clear, we play Jay, Chinook, Brian, Chinook, Elliot, Chinook over and over again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For my fellow devils, every time one of us gives up a die, reveal to the survivor one grievance against them that you've always withheld. And it instructs us to make it mean.
Well, we've been so nice so far.
No. So maybe we should dial it back for these a little bit. And Survivor, each time you give up a die, slip in one final scathing little dig at the rest of the band. It instructs you to make it petty. Shinnick, do you want to describe how the devil enters this train?
This entire time, like, the train has been going. Like, it hasn't made a single stop. The train, like, pulls up and, like, stops in Frankfurt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Germany.
Last stop before hell.
Yeah, last stop before hell. And the doors open. There's, like, what are the guys that...
Conductor?
Tickets, please. Oh, that's the conductor that takes the tickets.
The tickets, please, man.
The tickets, please.
I'm not going to lie. When Abby and I are on a train, we both get really excited when the guy says ticket, please. And we look at each other and go, the tickets, please, man. And then when he says it, we slap each other. We go, he said the thing. You said the thing.
That's his title, the ticket, please guy. Yeah, that guy comes around. Like, I'm just sitting at the table with your four bodies and whatever mix of whatever's left of them. Stops with a clicker, clicks it a few times. I do nothing. And then, like, four tickets kind of materialize. He clicks the tickets, puts it on, like, the seat, and then keeps going. And then no one enters. The doors close. The train starts to move. And as it moves, it's as if, like, something, like, stops the train. Like, if something, like, grabbed it.
Ooh.
And then, like, the train's not, like, can't go backwards, but then starts moving backwards. And then something, like the doors, like, just one door opens. And, like, it's just a regular person in a, like, just, like, the silhouette of, like, a person. You can't really see what they're wearing. I'll actually let you guys describe what it's wearing. But clearly walks on, pushes the flaming body of Cockrell off and Mule's turned head and takes a seat right across from me. And then the train starts to move again. Wait, no, the train starts moving backwards.
Yeah.
Roll the dice, my friend.
It's good to see you again.
Can I pitch a visual for this?
Yes.
The, like, face is blank except for whoever's kind of at the wheel at that point, and that just kind of keeps cycling through the three of us jabbing at you.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Cockle, you want to start us off with the opening bet?
Oh, and my face is first. Yeah. We have seven dice in play.
Seven dice in play. Two for each of us, just one remaining for Cat.
I really want to do the most ballsy, like, huge bet, but I'm kind of a coward. So I'm just going to say two ones.
Cockrell to the very end.
You pieces of shit.
There is no devil's dice. There's no wild.
No wild.
It's only seven dice.
All up
to
you.
I'm just trying to decide, did Cockrell actually roll two ones, or are they just bullshitting me to make me do the first real bet?
Honey, Cockrell's gone.
Three sixes.
What the fuck?
Three sixes. I suppose we can't take her soul. Wait, what are Kat's pronouns?
Whatever you want them to be.
Ooh.
I suppose we can't take her soul twice. So what will we do with her if she loses?
Take the rest of her too.
Gotta wait and see where this train is going, I guess.
How many sixes? Two sixes?
Three sixes. And I say, motherfucker, as I kiss Cockrell.
Oh.
when you pull back, it's Mule's face, and I let out like a truly animalistic donkey bray.
And then two hands come out from in between your two faces and pulls them aside, and Hound's face is there. He's like, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
So sad. I hate Hound.
Hound's going to call bullshit.
Yo.
Oof. Yo.
Oh, we got you so fast.
We got you so fucking good.
Damn.
What fun.
As your last dice goes, you get to slip in one final scathing dig at the rest of the band.
You all three of you were just three losers that met the right puppet. Without me, you'd be nothing. And now you are still nothing. Fuck all of you.
Kat, what's the last thing you see before you're fully and well and truly claimed by the devil?
The last thing, like, Kat sees is the three of you were meant like nothing to Kat. The last thing she really sees is the life she had before getting involved with the contracts of the devil, and like sees like a family and like her parents and a life that she hasn't known for a long time. And instead that quickly dissipates into like the constant train of people she's sucked in for the devil with like the hope she would get her life back, and the devil constantly pulling that carrot away right when she has it, like is right when she's able to like see the carrot within reach, the devil keeps pulling it further and further until she's now eternally in hell with no hope for getting back her life.
Going around the table, starting at Cockrell, everyone should name one thing that still remains in this freight car.
The feeling of a group of people is here. Because for all of the horrible things that we said, and for all of the even worse things that we felt about each other, we really did do all of this shit together. And that includes some good decisions and a lot of bad ones, but we enabled each other. We did it because of each other, and we did it with each other. And maybe to Cockrell's annoyance, there's this feeling that this was never meant to be a solo train ride. This was meant for all of us.
I think there's a voodoo doll of Kat sitting where she was.
Oh!
Behind, I think buried in Hound's bag by some lyrics for a song that will eventually become I Will Always Love You, and Whitney Houston will find. There's a bottle of like blue label Jack Daniels with a seal around it, with a little tag hanging on it that says for our next gig.
You can't afford that.
As like kind of the wind blows through the car, the pages of Mule's ledger flip. And early in the ledger, back in the Black Barn days, there's a little Polaroid of like four of us with just the freshest faces, and a little like date on it marked with all of our signatures on it that says like first gig. Like we all autographed it because it was going to be worth something someday.
And maybe it still will be, if anyone ever finds it. And after that, the game is over.
Bremen sucks.
I didn't want to go there anyway.
Oh.
Good game, guys.
Good game,
oh my
guys.
Gosh.
Man, if I, fuck. Fuck.
If you hadn't done so well in the main game, you might have been able to beat the devil.
Yeah.
I was so excited
this
to call
your fault.
You all out. This is my fault.
Oh
I got
my
too
gosh.
Bullshit crazy.
It's like you used the last of your 9 lives.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, we nice. Should have done more 9 lives stuff.
You got a future as a lyricist.
Hey.
It's all about puns, right?
I'm better than Paul McCartney.
It is all about puns. Music is just puns set to lyrics.
That's what people don't want to tell you. That's what they don't want to tell you.
Music yeah. is just puns.
Kudos to Brian to making one of the most hateable characters I've ever played with.
Damn, yeah. That's brutal.
He just wants to love you. I don't understand. Just accept
Ooh,
his
let
love.
Let me die in peace.
Tough. Tough to hear. Tough to see.
Tough to watch.
Tough to watch.
Tough to live.
And that is all for this episode of My First Dungeon, Last Train to Bremen. Join us next week as we talk about the game that we just played and give some of our thoughts on this crazy system for Last Train to Bremen. And Shenouk can just get a little bit pissed about how he lost.
Bullshit. This is fucking ridiculous. You guys.
Choo choo.
Choo choo.
Choo choo, everybody.
Motherfuckers.
Choo choo.
But Shenouk, just remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
I had zero fun. I have zero fun playing with you, Brian Flaherty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you in hell.
This season of My First Dungeon is sponsored by Possum Creek Games and Steve Jackson Games. Back the game to get the deluxe boxed set, which includes everything you need to tell your own story of a doomed quartet. This episode features the voice talents of Elliot Davis, Brian Flaherty, Jay Stroutman, and Shenouk Tissera. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. This episode features an original theme song by Behold. Additional music provided by Artlist.io. My First Dungeon is a many-sided media production. And if you want even more My First Dungeon, then join our Patreon to get access to bonus actual plays, cast talkbacks, roundtable discussions, original music, and so much more. Just go to patreon.com/many-sided-media. And remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
You like us. You really like us. At least, I assume that you do, as you've listened to every minute of this episode. And yet you haven't already left us a 5-star review? Ugh. Well, what are you waiting for? Get over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave that review now. It's always wonderful to hear words from our adoring fans. Getting more ratings helps people find the show and love it as well. And we love to hear your nice words. So head over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave us that 5-star review. Ta-ta!